Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Nancy Rozanoff being back on the show. Nancy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. We just had her 12th anniversary just recently, and Nancy is the author of Knowing When It's Right and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. She is an expert on intuition. She is our expert, certainly, and has been now for a long time. And she's our good friend, Nancy Rozanoff. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. I can't believe it's 12 years. 12 years and we haven't aged a bit. Isn't
I know.
That amazing?
That's exactly right. It's amazing what these new creams can do for you, isn't it, Nancy? hey, Nancy, let's talk. One of the things I know that you've been thinking about lately is the impact of intuition on time and time management. Speaking of age, are you saying that if we're the more intuitive we are, the less we age, the more time we have available to us? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it seems. You know, it's like there's really that's absolutely true, and that's what I'm saying. And I work with my clients.
This is breaking news.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Because what is it when we feel stressed with time, you know, when we think, oh, I've got 20 things to do and I just am not going to be able to get it done all day. And we're under a tremendous amount of mental pressure.
Yep.
And we feel that mental pressure, and it's that mental pressure, actually, that ages us, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's grinding us, and our heart is beating and our muscles are tense and our eyes are straining.
You're describing small business owners everywhere.
Exactly. And so we're living under tremendous pressure. And that pressure is all mental. Because pressure is a thought, is an idea that we have. There's something we should be doing that we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a constant thought, constant mental climate that we live in. And that is not open to intuition, right? When we're under that kind of mental pressure, it's like living under a cloud of shoulds, of mm-hmm. you're never doing it right, you're never going to get done, nothing's ever going to get to the way it needs to be. So
the more you're like that, where you have that kind of extra pressure with all these things to get done, it seems like you get the least done at that time.
Exactly. That's exactly right, because
we're always focused
on what hasn't been done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in a way, we're living in the past, but we're dreaming or hoping for something in the future.
Right.
And so we're never, ever just right here. And so the truth is that there's only one moment at a time. Right? There's only one moment right now, and that leads to the next moment. That's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else. And understanding that and living out of that requires a little bit of a shift, which is the intuitive mindset, right? It's more the intuitive view of who are we and what are we here for?
Are you saying that I should look at all these things that are chomping at me, and I should be thinking, okay, why am I working for them? Why aren't they working for me? Is that part?
Well, that's a good way to do it.
That's a useful thought. Because they're trying to get me to be in their moment. And they don't work for me. I don't work for them. They work for me. All these things, so to speak, employees, mm-hmm. customers, whatever, you know, so to speak. I want to be in my moment, and they're trying to get me to be in their moment.
Well, that can create a little bit more tension, right? Because if that's done with a kind of arrogance that yes, everything now I'm the king and everything has to do it my way, that mm-hmm. doesn't work either, really, mm-hmm. ultimately, because mm-hmm. then you become a controller of others. And so people don't respond to that.
Right.
So, no, I guess there's a part of what you're saying which makes sense is to say that, wait a second, I'm not a slave to all these pressures, and so
right.
that's important. But the answer is not that I have to be the king.
No. I didn't mean that. What I was getting at
okay.
is I was trying to get to this moment that you're talking about, and mm-hmm. You know, this moment, you know, is mine, right? I mean, I get to have my moment too, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. This moment is really life. This is all we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's neither yours nor mine, right? It's actually neutral.
Right. So
it has
all right.
nothing to do with you and nothing to do with me.
How does intuition fit into all this?
Well, intuition is a way of being in the world which recognizes that we have access to an infinite knowledge and infinite wisdom. So we are not just an independent person trying to make something happen in the world, that we are an aspect of something much larger, and that wisdom flows through us. We have the capacity for inspired ideas and inspired wisdom and a moment-by-moment joyfulness that is really where life is lived fully. And that's available to all of us. And it requires a shift from, wait a second, I'm here to do something or accomplish something or make something happen. I'm here to respond and to be an intelligent being.
But explain that. What you're describing doesn't sound like intuition to me. It sounds like
okay.
It sounds like balance or being centered.
Well, that's really intuition. You know, there's a couple of aspects of intuition. Intuition is usually or is often thought of as I predicted in the future, or seeing what's going to happen in the future, or kind of guiding ourselves
right
towards something in the future. What is going to happen next? But how does that happen? Right? Either we're trying to make it up, which doesn't work, which is sort of the hokey part of intuition,
mm-hmm.
or we're living moment by moment. We're living inspired by something, and that is really the core of intuition. That's where those intuitive insights...
You're saying that the kind of intuition you're talking about is really a higher state of being, aren't you?
Exactly,
And
I'm saying.
A little more, and even though you didn't like my the idea that I wanted to be the king, it does hopefully manifest in a little more control.
Well, it manifests in a lot more peace.
Right.
Hold on to that thought,
Nancy. I got to take a quick break. Give us your website, Nancy, please.
Oh, it's www.rosanoff.com.
All right. And guys, you and I thought that intuition was just when our wives told us that they're always right, right? Because they have that woman's intuition thing. Well, we're going to come back, and as Nancy's told us many times before, men have intuition too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.